The news was published on Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. I am Eva. All right, let's talk about something super cool that's happening in the world of video games. NVIDIA, you know the folks who make those crazy powerful graphics cards? Well, they're cooking up some wild stuff in their AI labs that's gonna blow your mind. We're talking about taking gaming to a whole new level, like stepping into a different dimension kind of stuff. So picture this. You're playing your favorite game, right? But instead of just controlling a character on the screen, you're actually chatting with them, like having a real conversation. Sounds bonkers, doesn't it? But that's exactly what NVIDIA's working on with their ACE and digital human technologies. It's like they're bringing game characters to life, making them so real you could swear they're actual people. And get this, they're not just stopping at conversation. They're making it so you can show these characters stuff from the real world through your camera. Imagine showing your favorite game character your pet, or a cool poster on your wall, and them actually reacting to it. It's like mixing the real world with the game world in ways we've never seen before. But wait, there's more. They've got this thing called Audio Two-Face that's gonna make characters look even more lifelike. You know how sometimes in games, characters' mouths don't quite match up with what they're saying? Well, this tech is gonna fix that. It takes audio and turns it into realistic facial expressions and lip movements. It's like magic, I swear. And here's the kicker. They're working on something that might let you put yourself in the game. Not just a character that looks like you, but actually, you. Your face, your expressions, everything. It's like you're jumping into the screen and becoming part of the game world. How wild is that? Remember when voice commands first came to gaming? Like with Xbox Kinect back in 2010? It was pretty cool at the time, right? You could shout Xbox on and feel like you were living in the future. But let's be real, it was kind of clunky and limited. Fast forward to today, and NVIDIA's new AI chat tech is like that old Kinect, but on steroids. It's not just about barking simple commands anymore. We're talking full-on conversations with game characters. Imagine you're playing your favorite RPG, and instead of picking dialogue options from a menu, you can just chat with the characters like you're talking to a real person. You could ask that shady merchant about their backstory, or try to sweet-talk your way out of a tight spot with the town guard. And get this, the AI is smart enough to keep things relevant to the game world. So if you start rambling about your real-life cat, the character might gently steer you back to talking about that quest you're supposed to be on. But here's where it gets really wild. This tech can blend the real world with the game world. Picture this. You're playing a detective game, and you show the AI a real object through your webcam. Suddenly, that object becomes a clue in your investigation. Your coffee mug could become a vital piece of evidence. It's like augmented reality meets gaming in a way we've never seen before. And it's not just some far-off concept. There are already games putting this tech to use. There's this mecha game called Mecha Break that's using NVIDIA's AI to bring its characters to life. Players are having actual conversations with these digital characters, making the whole experience feel way more immersive. It's like the difference between reading a choose-your-own-adventure book and actually living the adventure. Now think about how motion capture changed CGI in movies. Remember when Gollum first appeared in Lord of the Rings and everyone was blown away by how lifelike he looked? That was thanks to Andy Serkis prancing around in a mocap suit. Well, NVIDIA's Audio Two-Face is doing something similar for game character animations, but in a way that's way more accessible for developers. Instead of needing a fancy mocap studio and actors in ping-pong ball-covered suits, Audio Two-Face can create realistic facial animations just from an audio file. It's like magic. You feed it a voice recording, and it spits out perfectly synced lip movements and expressions. This is huge for game developers, especially smaller indie teams who don't have Hollywood-level budgets. Think about all those times you've played a game where the character's mouth movements don't quite match what they're saying. It's jarring, right? Takes you right out of the experience. With Audio Two-Face, that could become a thing of the past. Every character, from the main hero to the random NPC in the background, could have spot-on facial animations. But it's not just about making things look pretty. This tech could open up whole new possibilities for storytelling in games. Imagine playing through a tense interrogation scene, where you can pick up on subtle facial cues from the suspect. Or picture a game where your choices actually change the emotional state of the characters and you can see it written all over their faces. We're on the cusp of a gaming revolution, folks. Imagine walking into a game world and having a real chat with the characters. Not just picking dialogue options from a menu, but actually talking to them like they're real people. It's mind-blowing stuff, right? Well, that's exactly what NVIDIA's cooking up with their ACE and digital human technologies. Picture this. You're playing your favorite RPG, and instead of reading through lines of text, you're having a genuine conversation with the innkeeper about the local gossip. You could ask them about their day, joke around, or even show them objects from your real world through your camera. It's like blending reality and fantasy in ways we've only dreamed of before. And get this, these AI-powered characters won't just be parroting pre-written lines. They'll be able to understand context, pick up on subtle cues, and respond in ways that feel natural and lifelike. It's like having a whole cast of improv actors ready to react to whatever you throw at them. This tech isn't just some pie-in-the-sky concept either. Games like Mecha Break are already implementing it, giving players a taste of what's to come. It's a game changer, literally. The days of wooden, repetitive NPC interactions could soon be behind us. We're talking about creating virtual worlds that feel alive, populated by characters that can surprise and engage us in ways we've never experienced before. But here's the kicker. This tech isn't just about making games more fun. It's opening up new possibilities for storytelling and emotional engagement. Imagine playing through a complex narrative where your conversations with characters have real weight and consequences, where you can form genuine connections with virtual beings that feel almost real. It's not just about better graphics or smoother gameplay anymore. We're entering an era where games could become a new form of interactive, immersive storytelling that blurs the lines between player and character in ways we've never seen before. Now let's talk about the future of game development. You know how making games is this huge, complex process that takes years and costs millions? Well, NVIDIA's got some tricks up its sleeve that could change all that. They've cooked up this nifty tool called Audio Two-Face, and it's pretty much what it sounds like. You feed it some audio and bam! It spits out realistic facial animations and lip movements. Think about how game devs usually have to painstakingly animate every little expression and mouth movement. It's like painting the Sistine Chapel, but with pixels and a lot more coffee. But with Audio Two-Face, they can just plug in the voice lines and let the AI do its magic. It's like having a super speedy digital puppeteer working round the clock. This isn't just a time saver, though. It's a game changer for smaller studios and indie developers. Suddenly, creating lifelike characters with believable expressions isn't just for the big boys with deep pockets. It levels the playing field, letting smaller teams punch way above their weight class in terms of production quality. And it's not just about making the process faster and cheaper. This tech could open up whole new possibilities for storytelling in games. Imagine playing through a tense interrogation scene, where you can pick up on subtle facial cues from the suspect. Or picture a game where your choices actually change the emotional state of the characters, and you can see it written all over their faces. But wait, there's more. This tech isn't just for pre-rendered cutscenes. We're talking about the potential for real-time emotional responses in gameplay. Imagine an NPC's face lighting up with genuine joy when you return a lost item, or their eyes narrowing with suspicion if you're not telling the whole truth. It's adding a whole new layer of depth to how we interact with virtual worlds. And here's where things get really wild. Picture this. You're not just playing as some pre-designed character or even a customized avatar. You're playing as you. Like, actually, you. We're talking about a future where you could snap a selfie and boom, you're the star of the game. NVIDIA's been showing off some pretty mind-blowing demos using their comfy UI tech. Right now, it's focused on still images, letting you transform a selfie into a superhero version of yourself in seconds. But let's think bigger. With the way AI is advancing, it's not hard to imagine this tech evolving to create fully animated, playable versions of ourselves in games. Just wrap your head around that for a second. You could be storming the beaches of Normandy in the next Call of Duty, or exploring alien worlds in Mass Effect, all as a hyper-realistic version of yourself. It's not just about slapping your face on a character model either. We're talking about AI that could potentially mimic your expressions, your movements, maybe even aspects of your personality. This isn't just a gimmick. It's a fundamental shift in how we could experience games. Imagine the emotional impact of seeing a virtual version of yourself making tough choices, facing dangers, or forming relationships with other characters. It adds a whole new level of personal investment to the gaming experience. And let's not forget the multiplayer possibilities. Imagine jumping into a virtual world where you and your friends are all playing as yourselves. It's like the ultimate form of digital cosplay, where the costume is an exact replica of you. Of course, this tech raises some interesting questions. How will it impact game design when players can insert themselves so directly into the experience? What about privacy concerns? There's a lot to unpack here, but one thing's for sure. The future of gaming is looking more personal and immersive than ever before. This has been Eva, reporting for Listen 2. We've taken a deep dive into the exciting world of AI and gaming, exploring how NVIDIA's cutting-edge technologies are set to revolutionize not just how we play games, but how we experience and interact with virtual worlds. From lifelike NPCs we can have real conversations with, to game development tools that could democratize the industry, to the mind-bending possibility of playing as hyper-realistic versions of ourselves. The future of gaming is looking more immersive, personal, and downright incredible than ever before. As always, we'll be keeping a close eye on these developments, bringing you the latest news and analysis on how technology is shaping our digital experiences. Until next time, keep your eyes on the horizon and your controllers charged. The next gaming revolution might be closer than you think.